Final hour, we're going to finish strong here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. Live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Coming up in our final hour, we're going to bring in everyone and make our predictions for what will happen this season in the AFC. In 20 minutes, we've also got some last-second fantasy advice for you. If for some reason you haven't started yet to draft your team, you're doing it soon, don't worry. We've got Brad Evans here from BetMGM tonight. And as we always do, we wrap things up with our favorite plays and a visit from the Donkster at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium during our final hour. Appreciate you being along with us. You can stream our final hour on the Bally Sports Live app or on BallySportsLive.com. So, the entire show, we've been previewing what to expect this season in the American Football Conference. Of course, we get Thursday night's opener, Eagles-Cowboys in Dallas, but we're going to bring in everyone here and make our particular predictions for every division, conference champion. So, Chelsea, I'll start with you. Let's start with the AFC East, and then we'll bring in Double D and D-Day as well. What do you think? AFC East champion.
Yeah, if we're doing this based on just, like, who we think is going to win and not based on, like, a bet that I'm going to make, because, listen, it's going to be Chalk City when it comes to my division winners, but that's how I think it's going to play out, and it's going to be that way in the AFC East. Who do we think is toppling the Bills? Feels to me like the Bills are a regular season juggernaut. All the questions, like, wake me up in January if you want to have questions about the Bills, because it feels like that's when the real question marks start. Josh Allen feels like obviously a proven commodity to me and somebody who's going to put up great regular season numbers every single year, as we saw last year, was the MVP. Plus, they added some pieces on the defense. If Joey Bosa can stay on the field, he will be a big addition to that defense, and that was one of their problems last year, is getting after the quarterback. So I think I'm going to go with the Bills here. It feels like the only answer.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be close. It's the Bills and everyone else. Their win total is set at 12.5. And even if their defense isn't better this year, which is the real issue for them, right? Like, will they stay healthy once they get their guys back from suspension? Can Bosa finally play a full slate? But they certainly have the offense. They scored the second most points per game last year in the National Football League. They have the reigning MVP. This division is weak, so it's the Bills. Double D, you want to chime in here, bud? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, fair. Ben, what do you think?
I'm going to go the Bills, too. Not a lot of shaking things up here with the AFC East, unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel like we're all... I mean, who else are you going to choose? The Jets, Patriots. They seem to be a year away, at least. So, let's go to the AFC West now, Chelsea. Where are you headed?
Nah, I know this is not fun, sexy, or exciting. And in fact, some people are probably going to roll their eyes. But can we really say it's going to be another team beside the Kansas City Chiefs? This is the king of the mountain until somebody proves otherwise. And we've had years where people have tried to say this. Oh, the Broncos are going to be good this year with Russell Wilson. How did that turn out? And I understand people love to bet on Justin Herbert. And listen, the Chargers have a lot of good pieces. Maybe not on the offensive line anymore since Rashawn Slater is now out. But still, I think it's going to be the Chiefs, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. They are the kings of that division until proven otherwise.
Yeah, I agree. Don't make me defend the Chiefs. Like this whole, oh, it's over for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, I think we're all realizing, I told you I heard this in the comments, we're all realizing this guy just sort of drives the car. He's just a game manager. And I thought, my head's going to explode. Like the fact that people take one game against the Eagles and act like the Chiefs suddenly forgot how to play football. Yeah, it was a bad game. It's still the Chiefs. They are still the class of the division. And I think the other teams are now making it more competitive. Finally, it's taken forever, but it's Kansas City.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Double D.
Think the six games without Rashid Rice makes a difference in this division. I think Kansas City will be lucky to go 500 in those six games. I think the Chargers, take this division this year, not by a lot, because I think the Chiefs, after Rashid Rice comes back, go on a run, but I think they win this division by a game.
The problem is the Chargers don't even get a home game against the Chiefs. That's tough. Like, if I'm a Chargers fan, I'm mad about that, because their first game of the season in Brazil is their quote-unquote home game. So, tough scheduling luck for the Chargers there.
D-Day.
To be fair, the Chargers don't get home games against anybody, but that's, you know, I digress. I'm going to keep it boring. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. They have the blessing of Mother Swift, so I think the Chiefs get it done.
Mother Swift. It goes a long way. Okay, here we go. AFC North. Is this another obvious answer? It certainly feels that way.
That's right. It feels like the regular season juggernauts of the Baltimore Ravens here. Because, again, same deal as the Bills, where, you know, you don't have any question marks about the team until it comes to the playoffs. You know, you say, okay, can they really get out of the AFC and topple the Chiefs? So the Ravens feel like they're a team built for the regular season. Lamar Jackson puts up wild numbers. Like, his stats flew off the page last year, and he still didn't win MVP. Plus, they've got Derrick Henry. They've added, made some good additions to that secondary. Going to go with the Ravens here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the AFC, while it's starting to get more competitive, it's still this top-heavy conference, right? It's Ravens, it's Bills, it's Chiefs. So we're getting more competitive than we've seen in a while because, you know, the Bengals are always kind of hovering right there. The Chargers are better. The Broncos are better. But until we see otherwise, I think you have to stick with a team that continues to dominate. And Lamar Jackson is not going to surprise me if he finally gets over the hump this year. I think it's going to be Buffalo. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's the Ravens. Double D.
The greatest preseason and regular season team in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens take the division.
Double D hates the Ravens in the playoffs.
No, no. I don't hate the Ravens. I'm just, once again, Lamar Jackson is who he is until proven otherwise, and will choke like he always chokes in the playoffs.
Okay. D-Day!
I hate the Ravens. Their fan base annoys me. Anyway, I have them winning, though. So, you know, good for you guys.
Did you see, at least I'll give the Ravens credit for this, like what they're doing with their concessions this year?
Yeah, why is everyone in the NFL not doing that? That's a just regularly priced thing, so you don't have to pay $7 for a soft pretzel.
Yeah, did you guys see this? Flock-friendly fare. Say that a few times. They have a barbecue chicken sandwich, $4.99. Nachos, $4.49. A hot dog, $3.49. A pretzel, $1.99. Oh, my God. French fries, $3.49. 12-ounce beer, $4.99. I mean, as far as NFL stadium prices go, this is pretty amazing. More stadiums should do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happens when
I think here, for the Titans, they charge like $25 for a cheeseburger. It's crazy. They have no business doing that. We don't even have a nice stadium.
Yeah, you're building a new one. Were you saying, Double D?
I was just going to say, that's what happens when you downgrade the quality of meat and product. You can charge less.
In the pretzel?
Cruddy dough.
Do you have an insider scoop on the meat downgrade in Baltimore?
I worked in the food industry. That's just food industry 101. If the quality of the product isn't as good, you don't have to charge as much.
Oh, okay. Double D with some food industry speculation here on what's going on in Baltimore. All right. I good for the fans, though. Ultimately, it's expensive enough to go to an NFL game, right? So if you can save some money on the concessions, I am all about that. Okay, here we go. AFC South, Chelsea.
More chalk for me. And listen, if you do like the Texans, like I do, to win the AFC South, you can get them at a decent price at minus 105. So I think this is a bet worth making. It's still the quarterback I trust more, and I do know that there are concerns on the offensive line. But here's the thing. I feel like Trevor Lawrence is very similar to Justin Herbert, and that it's very easy to fall in love with the potential. But we have not seen an upward trajectory for Trevor Lawrence when it comes to his completion percentage, when it comes to his touchdowns. And I understand a lot of that has had to do with inept coaching every year when it comes to the Jags. But it's still difficult for first-year head coaches. I think Liam Cohen could be a good head coach. I know he's injected some new life, albeit kind of creepy and weird at times. But I think it's a year away for the Jags. So I'm still going to go with the Texans here at minus 105 to win the AFC South.
You know what? This is where I'm going to switch things up. Finally, a little difference here. I'm going to go Jacksonville. I'm not in love with the Jags, but I feel like... Oh, Duval. You know, as much grief as we've given Liam Cohen over that quote, even Baker Mayfield talked about how as soon as he heard that, you know, he texted him like, what are you doing? Because they worked together in Tampa. But Baker Mayfield had a career year under Liam Cohen, and I was reading an article about how Liam Cohen is really switching everything up with Trevor Lawrence, like from his footwork to his mechanics to his decision-making, and particularly his footwork. Like, from now on, instead of putting your left foot ahead of your right foot in the shotgun, we're going to switch it up. Right foot instead of left foot. And Trevor Lawrence has been working on things like that during the offseason. I think that coaching is going to make a difference. So I'm going to go Jacksonville to win the South.
Duval.
All right, Double D.
I'm taking a very Penn State approach to this. I'm taking the Texans as well. Just I think they rebound. Less injuries for the Texans this year makes me want to believe in them a little bit more. And I have to see it to believe it with Trevor Lawrence. That's what it comes down to for me. I have to see it to believe it. And you just talked about all the changes that Coam is doing with Trevor Lawrence. That's going to mess with him at least a little bit in the first couple of games, maybe the first 4 to 6 games. So to me, that's inconsistency. Leads to maybe some losses that they don't get. I'm going to stick with the Texans to win the South.
Jinx, I'm with you. I'm taking the fighting Liam Cohen.
Let's go.
Jacksonville. I think they're going to get it done. I think Trevor Lawrence is fine. He's not great, but he's fine. But they have the best wide receiver in that division in Brian Thomas Jr., and Liam Cohen is enough of an offensive mind to get the ball into the hands of Brian Thomas Jr., so I'm taking the Jags.
Yeah, quietly, really awesome
Duval.
Last season. Duval. All right, that brings us to the wild card selections. Chelsea, you're on the clock.
All right, so for me, I'm going to go with the Broncos, who I think are very, very good, but I just don't think they topple Kansas City to win the AFC West. I think the Steelers get it done. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has to do that much. I think this is a great team around him, and this is what we've seen from the Steelers. They are great at hitting that 9-win plateau. Maybe they'll lose in the first round, but I do think they make it to the playoffs. And then the Bengals. This is my heart saying, Chelsea, just believe in Joe Burrow and that offense. How could you not? Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, you got Ja'Marr Chase. They're going to score 50 points a game. And you know what? Maybe they have to with that defense. But I do think they sneak in the playoffs. They'll win like the last 6 games of the year. That's usually what they do. So those are my teams. Broncos, Steelers, Bengals.
I'm going Bengals. Joe Burrow, good enough to get them to the playoffs. Broncos love their defense, top 10 defense. They got even better in the offseason. And the Texans get in just by virtue of the fact that they play in a weak division. Double D.
I am going Bengals, Steelers, and Chiefs.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where the Chiefs would fit in there.
I got the Bengals, the Texans, and the Chargers. I happen to think a little bit more highly of the Bengals defense than most because I think Ja'Marr Stewart, now that he's there, is going to be pretty good on the outside. So I'm going Bengals, Texans, Chargers.
Okay, this is it. We got about a minute to go. Everyone picks their winner of the AFC, starting with you, Chelsea.
Ooh, I don't feel great about this one. This is a gut feeling play. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's not a bad pick. I'm going to go Bills. I think it's because I want the Bills to finally break through more than anything else, but they certainly have the same odds as the Ravens right now, both plus 340 to win the AFC. I am going with Buffalo. Double D.
T-Swift's doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. It's the Chiefs. Come on. They're not going to let that not happen in the scripts.
I'm with Chelsea. I'm taking Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to finally get over the hump and play on Super Bowl Sunday.
Ah, well, you mentioned there is a report from Allison Mastrangelo from Atlanta who says NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on the Today Show says it's a maybe Taylor Swift could perform at halftime of the Super Bowl. Here we go. Coming up next, it's not too late to draft your fantasy team, so we're bringing Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight next on The Daily.